This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments earlier this month in a case that could radically change abortion rights throughout the country. I'm joined by Ziad Munson, who chairs the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at Lehigh University, to understand what Pennsylvania could look like in a post-Roe world. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a quick review of abortion rights in Pennsylvania today. As in so many things, the state is somewhere near the center when it comes to abortion. It's neither the most permissive nor the most restrictive.
That's right. And in Pennsylvania, there is a large series of Byzantine rules that govern abortion. But the main pieces of the law in Pennsylvania require that abortions under most circumstances be done before 24 weeks. Mm-hmm. And the main limits beyond that are mainly limits that have to do with funding and so forth. So, for example, public employees are not entitled to have abortions under their insurance. Hmm. Pennsylvanians who are covered by the Affordable Care Act cannot have abortion services under that insurance. And then I think that the last thing that applies to a lot of people is getting an abortion in Pennsylvania requires a 24-hour waiting period, and it also requires Harrisburg-mandated counseling designed to discourage the choice of abortion.
Many top observers of the Supreme Court think it's very likely that the court's ruling when it comes will drastically roll back or even reverse the landmark 1973 decision Roe v. Wade, which established the constitutional right to abortion. At issue is a Mississippi law that bans abortion completely after 15 weeks. What are the likely possible rulings that the Supreme Court could deliver next year?
Well, that's the $64 million question, I think. You know, the composition of the Supreme Court has been so radically remade that it's, I think, very difficult to know. I mean, one possibility is that the Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton precedents will be completely overturned, mm-hmm. and we would be returned to the legal state before 1973 in which states had the power to regulate abortion as they saw fit. It's also certainly possible that the Supreme Court will go farther than that and find in the Constitution some part of the longstanding pro-life movement argument that U.S. citizenship begins and human life begins with all rights and responsibilities at the moment of conception. And if that was the ruling, that would not return us to that period, but would in fact curtail the ability of any state to protect reproductive rights in the individual states. And it's complicated even further by the fact that the ways in which many abortions in the United States are performed has changed a lot in recent decades. Mm-hmm. There's many more pharmaceutical abortions done now with essentially a pill. And that complicates all of this because it brings up questions of crossing state lines and the U.S. mail that bring us back not to the Roe v. Wade decision, but the earlier 1965 Griswold versus Connecticut decision that originally established the right to privacy and ensured that married couples could get information about contraception.
So if the court strikes down Roe altogether or does away with the viability standard and upholds the Mississippi 15-week rule, nothing automatically changes in Pennsylvania, right? It would take new legislation.
Unless the Supreme Court, in their decision, found some right of unborn fetuses that was inconsistent with Pennsylvania law, in that situation, then you could see further restrictions on the restrictions that already exist in Pennsylvania.
And there could also be changes just because of so-called trigger laws that are in effect in neighboring states, right?
That's right. So we could see more people in places like Ohio and West Virginia coming into Pennsylvania to obtain abortion services. Also, because Philadelphia is a major air hub, it wouldn't just be neighboring states. When you have restrictive laws in places like Texas and so forth, it's relatively easy to get to Philadelphia. And so that could have an impact as well.
We already expect a fierce fight in the race next year for governor of the state. What happens if we elect a Republican governor in Pennsylvania?
Well, that's a great question. The state legislature is controlled by Republicans, and I think most observers think that that will continue through the next election cycle. If there was a Republican in the governor's office as well, I would fully expect that they would go on the offensive to sort of maximally restrict abortion rights in the absence of a threat of a governor veto.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
My guest, Lehigh University sociology professor Ziad Munson, is the author of the 2018 book, Abortion Politics.